The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is actually our producer, which is Christina Liu, because Otto can't be with us today, and Otto is always missed when he's not with us, because we're a family here. And before we even get to our guest, we have a wonderful, wonderful guest today. I just want to give a shout out to Dan. I mean, sometimes we give it to him at the end of the show, but in the beginning of the show, it's just as important. And through this whole COVID, and today and every Friday, we're doing this program in a different style. And there's always something that's going wrong. And he's there at the studio himself, figuring it out. And it's a new challenge every week. And for that, really, Dan Cox, who's the director and works for LIU and literally has put this program together for our 9-year anniversary was last week, is just a tremendous asset to the town of North Hempstead and to Christina and myself and Otto on the show. Now I want to get to our guest. Our guest today is Dahlia Ellison. And Dahlia is a licensed real estate broker with Douglas Elliman. And I met Dahlia through a networking group that my partner, Peter, many people listening to the show know Peter, started maybe about a year ago. And she really is a shining star. In my mind, everybody who comes on this show is only asked to come on the show because they have something to share. And when they share it, whether it's business, medical, social services, whatever, they have to share it from their heart. Otherwise, Christina doesn't want them and I don't want them. And that's the most important part of this show. We have to care about the people who are listening to it. And Dahlia, I don't know if you know this, next week we're on TV for the week. So they reproduce. I mean, this is going to be reproduced. And it's 9 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock in the evening, maybe for 2 weeks, depending on, you know, how it works out. So good morning, Dahlia, and thank you so much for participating with us this morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Christina. Thank you so very much for that lovely introduction. And good morning, everyone. I'm honored to be here today. I'm honored to be a part of your Project Independence, which does amazing, amazing work for our seniors. And happy anniversary. It was 9 years last week. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep. Thank you so much.
That's wonderful.
Time flies. It really does. I mean, I haven't been here for, Christina's been here from the very beginning. I've been here for like 4 years, maybe, Christina?
I think it's longer, John.
Yeah, it might be.
Four or five.
But it's just been, honestly, it's been wonderful. A great opportunity. Everybody's on the show. And it's a great opportunity because Christina gets, over the last 5 years, is the person, as the producer, she picks the guests, you know, and if she doesn't pick them, she approves them. So if I bring somebody's name to Christina, she looks into the person, says, this is a good person. And so a lot of the credit has to go there, and I never take it from her because,
you know, we're a team.
It's a team. We're the dynamic duo.
We're a solid team.
Dahlia, we've talked before. And actually, later on in the show, I do want to talk about your son, but we'll get to him and keep everybody we'll keep everybody in suspense as to why I want to talk about your son. Here's the simple, most basic question, and we'll get into details as the show goes on. Give me the first step that if you're a senior, but what's going to work for a senior is going to work for a young adult also. I'm ready to move on. But from a senior perspective, it usually means scale down. In this period of COVID, which is spooky, okay, what are some of the things that a senior should put into their mind before they even consider making the move?
You know, You'd be amazed. I don't know if you know the statistic. We got 47 million senior citizens right now in US, and the youngest baby boomers are now moving into that retirement age category. So there is a lot of shifts that is going to be taking place. And as you mentioned, it's mostly about downsizing. It's mostly about being empty nesters, kids out of the house is either too big or the house has two stories and they would prefer to have a one story house. And there is a lot of unknown factors involved. You know, a lot of us have lived our entire life in these homes, and to part with it takes a lot of emotional strength. So one thing that everybody should take into their mind before anything is, what do they want out of life now? What kind of lifestyle do they want? A lot of our seniors still want to stay in Long Island. They do not want to move out of the state, even though there is a lot of talk that people are moving south. We got a very big group of them who prefer to stay near family, stay where they are, but they don't want to worry about the maintenance of a single family home anymore. So the first thing is to sit down and have a heart-to-heart talk with yourself. See what you want out of life from now moving forward. Do you want to have a simpler lifestyle? Do you still want to stay near your family? Do you still want to have a sense of community? If so, how can you achieve that? Keeping your home is a big hassle. Moving to a community that serves 55 plus could be a very big asset these days, a very big life saver. You won't have to worry about the garbage collection anymore. You don't have to worry about landscaping anymore. You don't have to worry about so many little things that you need to be on top of when you have your own home. And yet it's still gonna have a sense of community. Does that feel like something you would wanna explore? Then you start checking. And the first thing is to make sure you find a professional realtor who's gonna act as an advisor and a guide for you. Someone you trust. Someone who's not there just to make a quick buck and walk away. Someone who's gonna be there holding your hand every step of the way. Someone who will have a real team behind her. If you are buying, you need to have a good team as far as your mortgage broker goes, someone who will be able to assess your financial matter and tell you with the sale of your home what you can afford and how much you should be able to get out of your whole transaction between the buying and the selling.
Just to interrupt you there, that's a very important point. Because as a senior downsizes, and I've had this discussion with people, you don't want to get into a bigger hole. You may find a house that you find is beautiful, but if you're selling a house, I'm going to make up a number for $1 million. Now, if you can afford it, that's fine. And you buy one for 1.2. Otherwise, don't get trapped. You get something for 6 or 7, either pay off the mortgage or don't have a mortgage and put a few dollars in the bank, then you could take a trip. You know, in better times. Better times will be here again, and you'll take a cruise and you'll fly to see your kids or whatever you have to do. But it's very important to sit down and have that conversation, because the money part of it is very important. And, you know, you can't go with, oh, it's a beautiful house and I never had a fireplace before. It's too late for that. You got to go with what makes sense financially. And then, like, I live in Great Neck. I have one daughter in Flower Hill. I have one daughter in Glenhead, and I have one daughter in Glen Oaks. We're never leaving Long Island. It's not happening. We've had that conversation before. Will we scale down at one point? Probably. But, you know, we have 3 kids married and 6 grandchildren. I'm not going anyplace to come and visit them every 3 months. Now we're babysitting tonight. We're babysitting Saturday night, and we're babysitting Sunday. I mean, give me a break, right? You know, maybe I can.
Sounds exhausting, John.
I'm sure it's a joy and a pleasure.
It is. I love it. But what you're saying is 100% correct. You have to put the financial package together. It's not just the house.
Yeah. So the right advisor will get the right team on your side. And then from there, you will be able to make plans and decide where you want to go. Moving is very scary. Downsizing is even scarier. You raise the family and you want to stay in your home. So it has to be done the right way. Many, many, many times I have synchronized events. You put the house for sale, you start looking for a home, and the right person will be able to help you put all of this together so everything gets done the right way. Now, a lot of us are educated and we know a lot about life, but that doesn't mean that we can handle everything on our own. I come across a lot of my clients who say, oh, my cousin or my very good friend or colleague is an attorney. I'm going to use them for my real estate purposes. That's another factor in your real estate team. You want to use a real estate attorney. You don't want to use just any attorney. It has to be the person who is familiar with the local laws and has a company who will be able to maneuver the things that are necessary for that town. So again, professional people on your side as a team will be able to guide you and make the entire transaction much, much easier. And as you mentioned, just because you want to have a wood burning fireplace because you've never had it before does not mean that this is going to be a very well planned future for you. There is a lot more involved in that.
Agree.
I'll tell you. Yeah, go ahead. You
made a very good point. Professional attorney, professional mortgage broker. Often people turn around and say, my cousin, I'll get a good deal from my cousin. And that's fine. But what does he do? He might be a marital attorney. Well, he doesn't know the ins and outs. And a year from now, if something goes wrong, then you have a feud in the family. So come Thanksgiving, nobody's talking to anybody because he thought he was doing the right thing for Auntie May. And he didn't know the rules that happened in Hapag or wherever you happen to be.
Absolutely. So make sure whoever you're working with knows what he or she is doing locally and with the circle they have around them. Since the pandemic, everybody has become more tech savvy. Even our seniors have learned to work on their laptop or on their little iPad, and they are able to communicate through that, which is very important because we are seeing the developers who are building these community homes, making these homes a lot more tech savvy, whether it's going to be a voice recognition device put into these homes, or it's the kind of lighting that's done that is going to mimic the homeowner's new lifestyle.
I'm very important, but we have to take a break. See how quick this moves? So we're going to commercial. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Dahlia from Douglas Elliman.